Welcome to the Every Day is Saturday podcast, the number one motivation show on the planet.
No more Mondays for you. It's time to make every day Saturday. Boom!
This is the podcast where we help you to accept who you are, not where you are.
On the roller coaster of life, you know we only sit in the front seat, champion. So make sure you are fastened in tight. Let's go!
Tired of feeling run down all the time during the week? We can help you make every day feel like it's a Saturday.
Let's go pack your bags. It's time to leave Averageville.
Introducing the man who thinks abnormal stands for above normal.
When you're on fire, people will travel from miles around to watch you burn, baby. We are fired up.
The host of the Every Day is Saturday show, Sam Crowley.
Fired up. We're fired up. It's Sam Crowley, host of the Every Day is Saturday podcast, the longest running motivational podcast on iTunes. Welcome, 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 welcome. It's Monday. Oh, do I got a show for you on a Monday? You need to hear this message. You want to hear this message in my best Jack Nicholson voice. Hey, before we get started, my name's Sam Crowley. Gave the middle finger to the boss May 6, 2005, only to go broke, bankrupt, lost everything I had, but then launched this crazy little show and more of the Every Day is Saturday brand. Check it out online, everydayissaturday.com. Everydayissaturday.com. Make sure we have your name and email, name and email, name and email. Why? Got a lot of great stuff happening that I want to notify you about, and you will only find out about it if you are on our awesome VIP mailing list. I send some cool stuff out as well. Free audios, video trainings, things like that. So head on over to everydayissaturday.com, put in your name and email. Also, if you haven't left a 5-star review on iTunes, come on, man, get off your rusty duff. Stop this right now. Just go to iTunes, leave a 5-star rating for the show. It helps other people find it easier. Everybody needs a little Saturday love, wouldn't you agree? So today, let me just describe the scene outside my door right now. It is, the wind is blustery. I'm not sure. Blustery means it's a harsh wind blowing from east to west across my front yard. There's a dusting of snow, so you can still see some of the grass blades, but there's snow covering the front lawn. It's gray. It's dreary. Salt is melting away at the ice that's outside that formed. Last night we got a really heavy rainstorm, which is always nice to have that underneath a dusting of snow. And it's just one of those days you walk out and you take two steps and you walk right back in the front door. And you say, okay, maybe we'll try again tomorrow. It's one of those kind of days. So as I was outside, as I get up early in the morning. I drive my girls to school at 7 a.m. And then I just kind of take a feel for what's going on. Take the temperature, no pun intended, of the morale outside in the city of Cincinnati, in the suburb where I live here as well. Everybody is in, I'm telling you what, man, that scene I just described to you right now, you just want to crawl into bed, don't you? Here's the problem. Somewhere else, it's sunny and 85 right now. Miami, Florida, L.A., Aruba, I don't know, Australia, the other side of the world, they're having summer right now. See, it's sunny and 80 somewhere. So in your mind, you got to make it sunny and 80, because if you only go to work on days when it is nice outside, you're really missing out on a hell of a lot of opportunity out there. But you know it, man. If it's cold where you are right now, I know we got people listening in over 100 countries around the world. So just imagine a time if you've ever lived in cold weather, maybe just a dreary day, and you walk outside, you're not feeling your best, right? You're walking a little slower. All of a sudden, you feel, especially when you're like me, man, maybe 47 years old in June. I'm fired up, though. I got a body of a 17-year-old man. Wait till I unveil the Every Day is Saturday body this spring. I am training harder than I've ever, ever trained in my life. My personal trainer, Mr. Thomas Tadlock, and I. Thomas gives me my regimen every morning, and I get after it. This weekend was fat loss weekend, man. Oh, my God. The cardio was, it was insane. I mean, it was like Navy SEAL-esque, except it wasn't because I'm not a Navy SEAL. But you get the picture, right? I mean, it was ridiculous. Today's muscle build, weight gain. I love it, man. We're doing a zigzag approach. So I'm unveiling the Every Day is Saturday body, a program that you'll be able to sign up for as well in the springtime. Wait till you see the before and after photos. They're awesome. And I'm only on day 23 right now of it. But the photos, it's like I lost any bit of a love handle that I used to have. So it's wild, man. But anyway, when you walk outside right now, you start feeling sore when it's weather isn't nice. Oh, my knee acts up when it rains outside. I used to think those people were full of crap, but now I kind of believe them because mine does the same thing sometimes. And then if it's snowing outside, you feel the muscles are a little sore. Like, so you get the picture, right? Hey, that ain't going to cut it in business. That ain't going to cut it if you're in sales. That just isn't going to cut it, period. Because if you allow something as simple, something as trivial as the weather affect your mood, which ultimately affects your bank account, then you are in for a long, miserable life. And we all don't want that, right? We all know pain is inevitable. Misery is optional, okay? So if you're going to allow weather to dictate that, you need to just get in your head, man. It's sunny and 80 out. That's what I'm doing right now. I mean, I'm recording this show. I don't even have any windows in my studio right now, and that's a good thing. But let's say I did. Let's say I was looking out right now. You know what I'd be doing? I would imagine if I was doing this in our like rec room, great room, TV room, whatever you want to call it, that overlooks our front yard. Oh, even better, the sliding glass doors that overlook our backyard. I mean, it just looks cold. I mean, you look out there and you want to just put a sweater on, okay? I would be imagining I'm living in San Diego and I'm in one of those homes that's built on stilts in Malibu, and it's the Pacific Ocean I'm looking out at, and it's 85 degrees. I mean, guys, it's just a mindset. You got to trick your mind into allowing yourself to play big. You know, if you're allowing the weather or anything, the reason I'm using the weather today is because that's what I know. I'm going out, man. I got to run some air. I got to go to the bank. Got to load up on some great workout food and vitamins today. I got to run a bunch of errands around town today. I just know. I know. When I walk into Kroger, for example, this morning, no one is even going to look up. They're just going to be looking down at their shoes. They're going to be bundled up. The scarf's going to be wrapped around their neck like a flipping mummy. And they're just going to be miserable. They ain't going to be looking at anybody. Like, I just got home. And it's Monday. It even makes it worse, right? I mean, imagine the weather I just described to you. If it was a Saturday, at least people would have a little bit of skip in their step because they'd be like, oh, my God, so called up. But I'm going to get a Starbucks, and I've got to go to work today. Yay, yay for weekends. Yay, yay. My little supervisor told me if I work really hard for 5 days, I get 2 days off. Yay. That's why I spent $200,000 on college education, so somebody could order me around the rest of my life. Yay. So at least if it was a Saturday, they'd be a little happier. But let me tell you guys, every day's got to be Saturday for you in your mind. Saturday's a mindset. It's not a circumstance. And every day's got to be sunny and 80. You don't like the scene? Change the scenery. Go down in your basement where there's no windows and get some work done and imagine you're working in Malibu and then come up and say, oh, wow, look at how much work I did, but I wasn't even paying attention to what's going on online. We got another nor'easter plowing through the East Coast right now. It's all anybody's talking about here, and we don't even live on the East Coast. It's like we got a dusting. We got school buses running on a 90-minute delay this morning. Everybody's schedule's all messed up. People in line. It was awesome today in the drop-off line. I'm like the only dad ever in the drop-off line, and all the moms, the soccer moms in the vans are like running me over. Nobody's got a blinker on. They're trying to all – it's like the Indy 500, man, but it's minivans. Like, you ever been in the drop-off line? You ought to wear a helmet and one of those harnesses that keeps you in like a fire-retardant suit just to drop your kid off. The moms are crazy, man. They'd like run you over. It's just nuts. Why? Because they're all behind this morning. We got a 90-minute delay. We don't, but other schools do. But everybody just all messed up today because of the flipping weather. Are you kidding me? I'm going to get more work done today than I'll probably get done in any day in June when the weather really is nice. Because the weather's nice, there's a bigger distraction to me. See, here's the problem. Nice outside, I want to be outside. Kings Island with my kids, riding roller coasters, at the pool, whatever. I don't want to be sitting in a basement doing work. So I'll grind it out, man, January to May and get a lot of stuff done, a lot of content built, and then I'll rock it out for the summertime. But, guys, that's the schedule you got to build for yourself. You don't allow trivial things like, oh, my God, it's 20 degrees of cold outside. Seriously, is that going to take you off your game? May I ask you a question, champion? How weak are you? Just keep it real, man. Just the answer on a scale of 1 to 10. 10, it doesn't matter if there was a tsunami outside, you'd be getting work done. Or 1 being if a hummingbird was flying around outside your window, you'd be so incredibly distracted, it would take you 7 hours to just get back into a frame of mind. Okay? Where are you on that scale of distracted, miserable, lack of focus? Anything can just get you off your game. If that's you, let me tell you something. Your competition's going to crush you. Because right now there's somebody, especially if you're working online, there's somebody where it really is, like San Diego, Malibu, Miami, who's in your niche, who is doing what it is that you ultimately want to do, and they're working 10 times harder because they really are in a great environment. But you know, more importantly, you could put them in the North Pole, and they would be a content-creating machine, and they would be laser-focused on getting something done. So just don't let that be you, man. And it's tough. You know why it's tough? Because when you walk out the door today, your mind is going to be bombarded by all these messages of miserable people, okay? They're all going to be trying to bring you down. They're all going to be trying to bring you into their little clique of, come on, man, it really is just a Monday. The weekend went too fast. Not hump day yet. Thank God it's Friday. I mean, all that stupid stuff, right? These people are going to be trying to drag you in. You don't go into that little room. It's a little secret room where miserable people, the negative know-it-alls going nowhere, the people that are just going to die at the age of 25, and it's going to take 50 years to bury them, okay? That little room, if you go enter that door, you're done. You're done. Don't enter the door, okay? That's my message for the day. Don't enter that door. It's sunny and 80 where you are, baby. It's sunny and 80 where I am. I don't care. I'm going to paint a mural on my wall right now that really is like a view of Malibu, and I'm just going to stare at it. Yeah, I think I'm going to do that. Right now, my walls are kind of a parchment yellow. I only know that because that's actually the name of the paint. Oh, no, it's full moon. Full moon at Sherwin-Williams. It's like we've painted every one of our houses full moon. I'll tell you, we started buying this stuff like 12 years ago, and I'm afraid if I leave my glass sitting too long with water in it, it's going to be painted full moon. That's how much my wife loves that color. It's really like a neutral yellow. But anyway, I'm looking at that right now, and I might just paint my office a mural of Malibu. And that way it really is sunny and 80. Because when it's sunny and 80 in your mind, oh, my God, your attitude is just so much better. It's just so much better, right? I mean, it really is. Think about it, man. Imagine right now, just close your eyes and just close your eyes. Oh, I can't do that. I mean, close your eyes, unless you're driving, but close your eyes and imagine it really being sunny and 80. How do you feel? My God, you feel amazing, right? Imagine that feeling, and then you go produce, and then you go do your job, and then you go do your work, and then you operate in your business, man. The output is amazing. Get after it in a big way. Let other people talk about the weather. You talk about where you're going. My name's Sam Crowley, host of the Everyday Saturday Podcast. Have the best day ever.
Thank you for listening to the Everyday is Saturday Podcast. Still fired up and want more of Sam Crowley? Be sure to visit everydayissaturday.com. And don't forget to follow Sam on Twitter at Sam Crowley. Let Sam know you're listening. Use hashtag Everyday is Saturday.